95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Welcome to a new week.
Thank you so much, question mark?
You love it. You love it.
That's all right.
Just admit you love it.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. You?
I did. I watched this awesome show called Shining Vale.
Got
through three episodes of it. And you had been talking about
that's a great show.
It's both scary and funny.
Yes.
Very unusual combination.
And both done well.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
To me, it's The Shining meets Beetlejuice.
That's a good way to describe it.
Really good stuff.
I agree.
Really solid, yeah.
That and Severance.
Yeah.
I caught up on.
Oh, man, isn't that good? I mean, it's just getting crazier.
It really is.
I'm loving Severance.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
I have a hard time with episodic television now, though. I want to just binge. I don't want to, like, wait till next week. Next week got a big episode.
I sort of like it.
Do you?
Yeah, I think it's the anticipation is good.
Yeah. I like to blow 6 hours, but you're probably right.
No, you blow 6 hours, but then you're done with the show.
Yeah,
and now
true.
You still have some episodes in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'll allow it.
All right. Well, that's good. I'll let them know.
Okay, good. Thanks.
There's something called goblin mode.
Sure, okay.
That people are in.
All right.
After the pandemic.
Okay.
We will discuss.
Well, you mean so in 4 years after the pandemic is actually over.
Well, yeah, since the beginning of the pandemic, I should say.
All right.
Yeah. Ukrainian great news on the show today.
Nice.
People are dumb.
Man, that's a fact.
Tickets to the LA Kings.
Yeah. Disney tickets.
Disney tickets,
four
right?
Pack, yep.
Mm-hmm. That's coming up. Yep. And there's a NASA name drop. I don't know if you've seen this or not.
No.
It's a NASA name drop. So you can put your name on a thing that they're going to take to the moon.
Oh, my name is on Mars already.
Oh, what a burn.
Sorry.
You already, I'm just already destroyed there. The moon one.
I want to do that, though, too. So that's kind of exciting.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah, of course. I want my name. I want to graffiti-alize as many rocks as I can.
You don't get the can of spray paint. They just put your name
mine
on.
Mine was. During the tour we were taking.
Oh,
I just went up there, yeah. No, JPL.
Sluggo was here. Peace, Martians.
You know, all of us have things that bug us.
That's for sure.
And we pick and choose, like, what do we take a stand on and try to correct people because this won't stand and I can't take it personally.
What hill will you die on?
Right. So my former partner, Bean, would die on the daylight saving time.
No, that's not
he
it.
He would go on social media and he would give a tongue lashing to people. He would just destroy them. You should know better was my favorite line. But then the last couple of years, he's been silent.
On the daylight savings to debacle?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, Beans, okay. What's the deal? Bean, hi, by the way. Hey, dude.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Daylight Saving Time. One S, not two. Listen,
sure.
Look, I know it's not a, I'm not fooling myself here. I know nobody cares, okay? Like most of the things I care about, I know that nobody cares. It's just that if you can say it right, once it's pointed out to one that it is Daylight Saving Time and not Daylight Savings Time, why not say it correctly? Like, what's the point of intentionally using it incorrectly?
Oh, I think people do it intentionally. I think people just don't give it a thought.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking maybe like some people can't hear the difference between ask and axe, you know what I'm saying? Which is very common now.
Yeah.
Maybe they just don't hear it. I mean, it just doesn't register in their brain.
But what brought you out of retirement?
Yeah, why?
Well, I'll tell you, Kevin is not wrong. I have been quieter in recent years. And every once in a while, you'll hear about somebody who'll say, oh, if this election doesn't go my way, I'm moving out of the country. I've had enough. I'm not going to put up with it. Well, my breaking point was hearing daylight savings time over and over. And I said, I can't do it anymore. Where can I go in the world where I never have to deal with DST? So I came to England. We have Greenwich Mean Time in the winter, and we have British summertime in the summer. I never have to worry about it anymore.
Greenwich Means Time?
So relaxed.
Greenwich Means.
No. So I don't have to worry about it anymore. But Kevin's right, Sluggo. I don't know if you know this or not, but it used to be my Super Bowl weekend. Like twice a year, I would have to rest up ahead of the time change because I would be in front of my computer for 14 hours straight, just furiously responding to every single person. Kevin, I'm not lying. I had to respond to every single person that said it wrong. Like, I would not rest.
And right? We would come in on Monday, and we would read probably 20 out of the 60.
Did anybody ever thank you for taking the time out of your life and kind of setting them straight?
You know what? I got blocked a lot. Really, that was really more what happened. But here's the thing, and Kevin, maybe I'm too close to it. Maybe I can't see it. I used to honestly feel, you know, when I got into, you know, 10 years into this, 15 years into this, 25 years into this, I would come in and I would go, Kevin, I think the tide is turning. I think I'm finally starting to make some progress.
You would have hope.
I might be winning.
That was
I
so
might
cute.
Be winning.
That was so cute.
Is that when you put those hope posters up back in the day?
That was so sweet, Bean.
That's what it was. Yeah, that was it. You feel like I was peeing yes. into the ocean. Like yes. I was making no difference in the overall picture is what
yes.
you're saying.
Well, let's talk about comedian Don Pardo. No, Don.
Oh, Jimmy Pardo.
Jimmy Pardo.
Yes,
thank
Jimmy
you.
Pardo.
Wow, very different.
Yes.
Very different people.
No relation.
I'm like,
no,
well, the announcer dude? What?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Who is dead, by the way, I'd like to remind you, Kevin.
Yes, I know.
So Jimmy, I don't think, it's funny, you asked what brought me out of retirement. I love Jimmy Pardo, and I know you do too.
He's
a good friend of both of ours, mm-hmm. and he's a tremendous comedian, and he has a great podcast. And his podcast, official Twitter account, was one of many that I saw this weekend that incorrectly used.
Oh, no.
And Jimmy is perhaps my closest friend in show business. So I did take it a little bit personally. Like,
sure.
I felt like he should be looking out for me, right? So I tweeted at the account and I'm like, look, you know, somebody's got to get fired over this. I mean, I don't want to tell you how to do your job or anything like this, but clearly this is actionable. At least I might sue. I was thinking of suing. I don't know if I have a case there.
Yeah, I'm going to sue you guys.
His tweet ends with, I assume Garon is getting fired.
Right. Because I think he was the guy behind the social media post.
Sure.
I hope he's gone. I'm going to be furious if that dude is still employed. I don't know. Like you said, you got to pick and choose your battles. And that is just, it's my thing. You know, there are people who dedicate their whole lives to, you know, to making sure that the designated hitter rule goes away. They hate it so much. It's like the bane of their existence.
That's all they care
the
about.
Designated
right?
hitter rule. It should, that's all they care about. Everybody's got a thing. You know, your thing is ice cream, Kevin. I mean, everybody's
that's
got
true.
A thing, right?
Wait, what's this ice cream thing? I don't know, even
just,
know about
just
this.
Just that I like to eat it. No.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you were trying
just,
to get rid of that.
No. No, no, just that if he had to have one food for the rest of his life, it'd probably be ice cream. And I can't argue with that.
Nope.
So I'm doing my part. I feel a little bit like I'm in AA, like I'm in some sort of recovery and I'm trying to back away from the bar. I do feel like I am trying to distance myself from making it a primary focus on the prime directive of my life.
I tried to get Bean to talk about it last year and he said, no, thanks. That's not really, I don't do.
So he was sort of in the beginning stages.
Yes.
The first couple
he was
of steps.
Trying
right,
to
right.
wean himself right. off. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to think that I'm in recovery.
Well,
what's really what it is.
Second in line then. What's the next thing that, you know, you're going to set you humans straight on social media, which always works perfectly.
Well, that's a great question, Sligo.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'm qualified to set anybody straight on this because because I am currently 100% of the time not able to differentiate between the words flout and flaunt. I know one of them means one thing and the other means another thing, but I can never remember which is which. So I think I'm going to like really lean into that, learn it, and then start calling out everybody else who gets it wrong.
But you're going to be talking to pretty smart people.
So hold up.
Actually.
Let me just make sure that I understand this. You're not mad about it yet. But you're going to learn
right.
about
you're
it.
You're sowing the seeds of your anger.
And then you're going to be mad about it.
That's right. I'm the guy who doesn't know the difference between the words, but I'm going to be the a-hole who corrects you when you use it incorrectly.
Once you've learned it, because you went through the process of learning it. You've come to understand.
Oh, my God.
So you did the work.
I do think that's what's next for me, you guys. Thank you for asking. I'm happy to announce that as my new platform here on the Kevin Sligo Show.
Heidi and Frank Show. Weekday mornings on Southern California's Rock Station. 95.5
KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We have People Are Dumb coming up, and we have tickets for the LA Kings coming up, and we have tickets for Disneyland coming
up. We have a ton of tickets. We've just been printing them like crazy in here. None of them are any good, but please enjoy.
I try to find a positive story each day about Ukraine, which is, it's difficult.
Very difficult.
Because it's such an awful, awful situation.
Yep.
The Arcade Fire, you know that band?
Yep.
Arcade Fire?
Mm-hmm.
They have announced a Ukrainian relief benefit concert.
Nice. That's cool.
Along with a new song that they're going to debut at it.
I love seeing bands do that kind of thing.
Now, technically, it's tonight in New Orleans, so
okay.
It might be tough to get to.
Let's start driving.
But I love the trend of let's do something, let's do a show, And all of the benefits will go help people in Ukraine.
That's phenomenal. Yes.
So it's taking place tonight. They're playing a place called the Toulouse Theater. And the money raised will support people of Ukraine through effective nonprofit providing humanitarian aid, refugee support, and access to critical information. And these organizations are being helped. Nova Ukraine, People in Need, United Help Ukraine, and World Central Kitchen.
My guess is a lot more bands are going to start doing that, too.
Yes, I would think so, too, because it's rare that the entire world comes together on anything.
Yeah. Well, it's rare that someone takes upon themselves, especially here post-1938 or so, to be like, hey, I want that country. I'm going to take it. I'm going to do whatever I want. I'm going to squash everybody on that.
But, you know, most of the time, there's two sides to every argument.
Yeah.
There's not. And so everybody sort of is across the world is saying, let's not do that.
Especially as the news gets worse and worse.
There's a athlete in Portugal.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Who plays for a team in Portugal, and he was born in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So they're playing a soccer game, and the captain comes out of the game, and then the Ukrainian-born player comes into the game. Now, remember, they're in Portugal.
Yep.
When he comes into the game, standing ovation. Listen to this. This is... So now they announce that he's coming into the game. And he runs out onto the field.
And you can see that the cameramen are already training on some of the Ukrainian flags and colors. Yeah.
No wars.
Out in the,
a lot of signs. And they stand up.
And a lot more signs are going up. It was really inspiring to see.
And if you watch his face, he is 1 second from sobbing.
Dude is about to cry.
Yeah, I mean, he really, and you don't see that very often.
No.
In a professional sporting
event. Hell no.
But wow, that was moving.
Yeah, this is one of those things that to me, when I saw it, you know, you showed it to me, it's like, it looks like it's going to be, you're going to see it in history, you know, reels down the line.
Yes.
The whole world was coming together. Here's, you know, this guy, for example, and just everybody was supporting him in the stands.
The whole world
hit him hard.
Didn't come together against COVID.
Yeah, that's true.
But the whole world's coming together about this.
I guess, yeah.
And that's great to see. KLOS, who is this?
Hey, this is George from Southgate.
George, you're caller 13.
No way!
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Oh, my God, awesome.
That means you got a family four-pack of one-day, one-park Disneyland Resort tickets.
That's a beautiful thing. I can't wait to take the family.
You have exactly four people in your family?
I have. Well, you know, I'm going to have to buy a ticket. But
leave someone out. Who are you going to leave out?
Yeah, leave someone out. Make them stay
home.
You
have to pick somebody to leave out.
Grandma.
You know what? Hey, it's easy. I'm just going to need a wife at home.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
That is not a great idea. Every day at as close as we can get to 350 and 550.
Right around then ish.
We do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Slugger.
They ought to know.
Police in Delaware say a man who robbed a Wilmington, Delaware bank on Saturday didn't keep the cash for long.
Okay.
After fleeing the Wells Fargo branch, he paused just outside to make a deposit of that money into his account. So he has an account at Wells Fargo.
And he robbed Wells Fargo.
He robs them. He takes the money. He's a 44-year-old guy from California. Well done.
Dude, don't give us a bad name.
The 25-year-old woman who was behind the desk gave him the money. And he literally walked outside the front door, turned to his left, made a little U-turn, and punched in his information.
Why not just do it with her? That would have been funnier. You're going to get caught. How do you not know you're going to get caught?
Just ask her for the money and then hand it back. I'd like to make a deposit now.
Yes, that's the way to do it, dude, if you're going to do that.
Police responding to the bank did find him relatively quickly because he was in a mall right next to where the bank was.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, it takes a little while to make a deposit.
Sure. Yeah.
So I guess maybe the rule here is don't rob a bank that you're a member of.
Yeah, at least go across the street and go to a different bank and give them the money.
That's
at the least.
Insanity to turn around and take the time that it takes to make a deposit in the ATM of the bank that you just robbed.
I kind of like it in a weird way.
Do you?
I sort of do. I mean, it's sort of like, I don't know. Just so ballsy. It's just so jerk move. I don't know. I kind of like it.
I think I the word you're looking for is dumb.
Yeah.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo is obsessed with NASA.
Big
and
time.
Space. And everything having to do with it.
I actually spoke to someone over there at one point about getting a job.
Did you?
Yes, working for like the radio that they do. They like all they do the voiceover. They do a ton of stuff. And he looked at the
you
resume
mean, like, for videos and stuff.
Yeah,
that they put out?
The NASA channel and that sort of stuff. Yeah, and he was like, "Well, you're certainly qualified, but I just haven't pursued it. I want to one of these days.
What?
I don't have any time? Yeah, it'd be so much.
You
fun.
Wanted to do it. He said you're qualified.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You went.
There's actually no. I started to go through the process, and it is pretty intense. There's a ton of forms and stuff.
Oh, you have to. Do a background check.
Yeah, there's your problem.
Which you would fail. No question
yeah,
about that.
There's that. But yeah, we love NASA. Big
NASA
fan.
Will send your name to the moon. Here's how to sign up.
Okay, do it.
NASA is preparing for the Artemis 1 mission at Cape Canaveral, Florida. They are collecting
been
names.
Been there, by the way. Been there.
You've been to Cape Canaveral?
Yeah, I took like a little back tour with a dude who worked there.
Really?
Yeah, he took us all over the place. Took us to the
How close did you get
towers.
To working for NASA?
I really was. In 2002 is when we went. I have a little badge and stuff from when we went.
You
and
have a badge.
I was so on board with it
you
right
kept
about then.
The badge.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So anyways, Cape
Does
Canaveral.
It say visitor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the badge?
Yeah, but it has my precious picture and name. And you know what's amazing is Cape Canaveral, it's a closed beach because, you know, that's where they do all the launches and
right.
stuff. So the beach itself is pristine and covered in, like, shells and all this other stuff you never see.
Let
real...
me guess. You walked... on it.
No, we didn't get to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anyway,
I mean,
man.
They're not supposed to let you, but
no, exactly.
I didn't think that would stop you.
Yeah.
NASA is collecting names to be put on a flash drive to be sent into space on the spacecraft,
yep.
which is supposed to launch later this year.
That rules.
It's free to add your name to the flash drive, the NASA spokesperson says. Now, why?
That is a good question. So when the alien overlords finally show up here and they're like going through the data to see who is, you know, they'll be like, oh, well, these are important people.
So they'll find the flash drive on the moon
yeah.
and they'll go through it first.
Yes, of
and
course.
And then they'll realize Sluggo
yeah, someone
has his
we
name on
kill.
This list,
yes.
so he
yeah.
should be our leader.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I am actually on Mars already. I already did this. And they did a
Are you weren't kidding about that?
No.
Your name is on Mars.
Yes. I even own a tiny piece of plot of land on the moon.
You
I have a deed and everything.
Oh, yes. You didn't do that. Oh, you're so stupid.
It was
stupid.
Really expensive. No, actually, it really wasn't.
You're so stupid.
I have a deed. Hey, you know, it worked when they came and took over the empty lands out here and supposedly empty lands
right,
in
that's,
the West.
But you know that's the moon.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to be there in no time, I'm sure. Oh, wait. Well, maybe not. Not my lifetime.
There are fewer than 10 people, right, that have walked on the moon?
Yeah, something like that. Right around there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I don't care about my name. But I have a list of names that I'm going to try.
Oh,
to get
yeah,
through.
Good.
Yeah.
Who will
gonna,
be joining me on the moon?
I'm
going to
try Anita Cox. And then if that doesn't get through, yeah. Ben Dover.
Okay, sure. Uh-huh. He's a good guy.
And then Chase Cox. And then Chubby Cox. The whole Cox family.
Yeah, they should. They've really
including
worked hard.
Harry. And if that doesn't work, then mm-hmm. I think I'm going to try and get Harry P. Mm-hmm. Nuss. And then if that doesn't work, I'm going to go with Mike Litteris.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, Mike's a really, man, he deserves it.
And if that doesn't work, I'm going to go with Oliver Klozoff. And if that doesn't work, Ophelia Uras.
Hold on a second. Bart Simpson's on the phone.
And if that doesn't work, Phil McGroin. You know how you have to find your people in this world? You
yes.
have to find your people. The people
100%.
That are like you.
Yep.
My people are the people who go to LA Kings games. That's
yeah,
my people.
Nice.
And I go all the time, and they're all like me. They're all like-minded.
Right. Gotcha.
They don't like to necessarily play by all the rules.
Well, you know, that's part of that, especially that game.
Occasionally, there will be some bad sportsman-like conduct
well,
from the fans.
You know, these things do happen.
But listen.
Yeah.
It's so fun. We have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Colorado Avalanche tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena.
Nice.
4 tickets. So you and 3 others.
If you can go tomorrow.
If you can go tomorrow, call us now at 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 13 on and we'll play a game. And if you want to get tickets, you can go to LAKings.com/tickets. 818-955-KLOS. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have tickets for a LA Kings game tomorrow night against the Colorado Avalanche. You can get your tickets at krock.com/tickets.
Whoops.
Or
nope, klos.com.
Very good, though, man. That's pretty rare. It's pretty rare.
No, not even KLOS. LAKings.com/tickets. Wow.
Woo!
Wow.
Hell yeah, man.
I was two off. You were one off. Yeah. And then eventually we got it.
Hey, this is Coast FM. Thanks for coasting along with us
today.
All right,
let's try if we can get caller 13.
Yeah, yeah. You're caller 13. Who are you?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I'm Samantha.
Samantha. All right, we're going to play a game, and then you'll go into the drawing to see if you get the tickets, all right?
Okay,
we're going to play real penalty, fake penalty. So one of these, I'm going to give you two words. One of them is an official NHL penalty, and the other I made up. All right. Are you ready, Samantha?
Yes.
All right. Here are your two words. Biting, licking. Biting or licking.
Which of those is a real NHL penalty?
Biting is real.
That's correct.
Ah,
nicely
nice.
Done.
All right. Your name is going into that Samantha.
Hold on.
It's a giant hat. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Lionel.
Lionel like Richie?
Like Lionel Richie.
Nice.
Lionel Rios.
I gotcha. All right. I'm going to give you a real NHL penalty and a fake one. You ready?
Okay.
Exiting, boarding. Boarding.
Which of those is real?
Boarding.
Boarding is correct.
Nice, Lionel.
Nicely done.
Well done. Hold on. Don't go away. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Hey, how are you? This is Carol.
Carol, you ready to play the game?
Yes.
You're not going to win, but you will go into the drawing if you get this right, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you a real penalty and a made-up penalty.
Okay.
All right. Here they are.
Okay.
Butt ending, butt grabbing.
Which of those would you actually hear in the NHL?
It's an actual penalty. Butt ending, butt grabbing.
I know which one I like.
What?
Come on. At least get him on the other line.
Butt grabbing.
Butt grabbing is not.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That was
I'm
my
sorry.
Favorite, too.
I'm sorry.
Carol, thank you for being on board with me. But
keep it up.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Carol.
She said, love you, keep it up.
I know.
How nice.
I know.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
What's up, Eric?
Eric, are you ready to play real penalty, fake penalty?
Sure, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna give you two words. One of them is a real penalty in the NHL.
Okay.
Running, charging. Running or charging?
Charging.
Charging is correct.
Ding, 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 ding. Hold on, Eric, don't go away.
That
Let's
was
do
Christmas
one more.
Themed,
oh,
by
yeah,
the
that's
way.
Right. It's because we talked to Bean today.
That was rough.
Hi, KLOS, who are you?
This is Lisa Whedon.
Lisa, would you like to go see the hockey game tomorrow?
Are you kidding me?
No, wait, we're not done yet.
Yeah.
We're not done yet, but we are playing a game.
Yeah, and so far, Samantha, Lionel, Eric, and Lisa are battling you, although I guess that's not you because you're Lisa, so you're not battling yourself.
I don't know what's happening right now. All right, I'm going to give you two words. One of them is an official penalty in the NHL, and the other one is made up.
Okay, let's try it.
All right, cross-checking, box-checking.
Which of those is real? To go into the drawing.
Cross-checking.
Cross-checking is.
Nice.
Nicely done.
Awesome. All right, we're going to get everybody on the phone all together.
We have four people.
Samantha, Lionel, Eric, Lisa, say hi to each other.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, what's up?
You guys are the final contestants. We're going to put you in a ring, and you have to fight to the death for the ticket.
Nope, I'm just doing a drawing.
Oh, I thought we were...
Nope, just doing a drawing.
Would you guys be willing to fight to the death?
Nope, that's not a thing.
Oh, come on. Yes.
I have a winner. Should I announce it?
Yeah, who won?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Come on.
You won, Lisa.
No.
You got the tickets.
I'll take them.
Okay. Samantha, Lionel, Eric, boo Lisa. That's terrible. I can't believe you would do such a thing. All right, hold on, you guys. Hold on, Lisa. We'll get you all your info. And everyone else, thanks for playing our precious little game.
And you can buy your tickets if you want to go at lakings.com/tickets. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This is a weird thing, and tell me if you agree that the Guinness Book of World Records doesn't ever turn anyone down for any record. Because
it seems like that. It doesn't seem like...
Some are so dumb.
Yeah, I mean, you would think, the guy who walked the fastest across the U.S. would be something, you know, sort of makes sense. But the guy who can have 47 bottles on his head, so?
If it's never been done, they'll go, yeah, sure,
yeah,
let's put it in the book.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the only way it stays alive, that thing.
Maybe so.
Climbers hold world's highest tea party on Mount Everest.
Well, actually, kind of like that. That's sort of weird.
This is a weird one. High tea took on a whole new meaning for Andrew Hughes. The group of adventurers held a tea party at 21,312 feet.
Woo, man.
Now, I've climbed mountains before that are 12,000, 13,000.
You're a mountain climber.
And it's above tree level at that point.
Sure, yeah.
That, to me, seemed like it was high.
Right.
This is 21,000 feet.
And then, I mean, you got to call the tea up there and the service and the sandwiches.
And
I mean,
it takes forever to get one of those little sandwiches.
High tea is a really complicated bunch of crap.
Hughes, a self-described high-endurance athlete from Seattle, Washington, said he first had the idea for a tea party early in the pandemic when COVID-19 travel restrictions and shutdown meant exhibitions were not possible. Expeditions were not possible. According to a news release, and I don't know how he landed on tea party.
Right. Why that?
Because who cares?
Yeah. Bean. Bean would be excited about
it. Who cares that it's the highest tea party?
Yeah, why not?
Like, how does that matter?
Have a pot party.
Right, sure. <You know? laughs> Sure.
But no, it's kind of funny because it's really weird to be like, because it's so dainty and proper.
It is. They have a little table and they have little cups that they're putting their little finger up.
Yeah, your pinky goes in the air.
He said it exceeded the previous mark by thousands of feet, I'm sure, in altitude. It's full of complexities, including carrying supplies through treacherous ice falls. They brought like little tea glasses and Girl Scout cookies and stuff like that all the way from Seattle and carried it up 21,000 feet.
Cut the crusts off the sandwich. I mean, and that's something that a British person should do. It shouldn't be left to someone from the Pacific Northwest.
The supplies had to withstand flying across the world, being transported to base camp, strapped to a yak.
You know, I've been strapped to a yak a few times.
In my world, yak is something different. And then carried in backpacks, traversing the unforgiving terrain, which included frozen waterfalls, to camp two. Without the cookies turning to crumbs, the release said.
Yeah, exactly. Because then what are you doing? You're just scooping cookies.
But in. At the end of that, they have the record for the world's highest tea party. So,
congratulations,
I guess.
Well done, question mark.
I guess good work.
Me?
Good for you.
Are you getting a sandwich over here?
Yak ate mine. They should have had a hookah pipe, the highest hookah pipe party. Maybe playing this.
I mean, that would have been just as good.
Right?
Would have been better.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of, I came across something that I'd never heard of before. Goblin mode?
Goblin mode. Nope. Don't know what that is.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo. Slobbing out and giving up. Why are so many people going goblin mode? Goblin mode is about a complete lack of aesthetic. Because why would a goblin care what they look like? The term embraces the comforts of depravity.
This sounds like something I did when I was 16 and basically committed to that lifestyle ever since.
At some point in the stretch of days between the start of the pandemic's third year and the feared launch of World War III, a new phase entered the zeitgeist. People were going goblin mode.
So they're like, why bother?
The term embraced the comfort of depravity, spending the day in bed, watching 90 Day Fiancé on mute, while scrolling endlessly through social media.
Doom scrolling.
Pouring the end of a bag of chips in your mouth.
Yes, I do that all the time.
Downing Eggo toaster oven waffles with hot sauce over the sink because you can't be bothered to put them on a plate. Leaving the house in your pajamas and socks only to get a single Diet Coke from the bodega.
These things sound very me.
Right. Well, I don't know the difference between goblin mode and a stoner mode.
Right.
Because it's sort of the same thing.
Yeah, where's the weed in this, though?
But goblin mode is when you wake up at 2 a.m. and shuffle into the kitchen wearing nothing but a long-sleeve T-shirt to make a weird snack like melted cheese on saltines.
Perfect. That's a great snack.
You just don't care anymore.
No, why bother, man?
On TikTok, it's a hashtag. Goblin mode is affixed to videos of everything from smoking weed alone and getting scared to not taking your meds to hoarding weird just in case you run out.
Man, this is so me. It's ridiculous.
So, holy cow. Have you gone goblin mode?
Yes.
And certainly in the last 3 years with the pandemic.
Right.
Because there were a lot of us for a long time. We couldn't leave the house.
Yep.
What did you do when you couldn't leave the house?
Right.
I guess if you live alone, it would be easier to go goblin mode.
Sure.
Because nobody would make fun of you.
No, or you both go goblin mode. You're like, come on.
Sure.
Shut it down. Don't
Let's
bother.
Do it. Let's
Who
do
cares?
It.
The world's winding down. It's all over.
I don't care. Just give me an Eggo waffle.
Yeah.
I'll pour hot sauce on it over the sink because I can't get a plate.
And we'll watch some horrible TV show on mute forever.
So what was your worst day of goblin mode in the last 3 years?
Well, you didn't answer the door. You didn't answer the phone. You didn't turn on the lights.
You didn't care.
Yeah. You didn't get out of the
PJs. Maybe you walked around the house naked the whole day.
Yeah. Sans bathe.
And got food on yourself.
Whatever, man. Maybe you didn't even feed the dog or cat on time.
At all.
Oh. That's going deep.
Till the next day.
Yeah.
So you went goblin mode. What was your probably your worst day in the last 3 years?
How awesome was it? That was amazing.
How great was it? What exactly did you do? We want to know what you were watching on TV or listening to on the radio or
how many people you ignored.
Social media. Yeah. Who did you ignore that called or knocked on the door? That's what we're looking for. You went full goblin mode.
Yes.
In the last 3 years, 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about the laziest day that you've had where you don't care what you look like and you don't care what you eat and you don't care what you watch. I found out it's a new term to me, goblin mode.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I was calling about goblin mode.
Goblin mode, yes. What was your worst day in the last 3 years?
Which is to say your best.
Right, best day.
Put this on the radio, but I try to see how many times I can masturbate in one day.
Aha! What's your record?
25.
What? How much?
Did you say 25 or 35?
25 times. Wow, to happy completion time?
Well, you know it gets longer and longer each time,
Sure.
You're up for the challenge. I can do it one more time. You can do it. Come on.
So the 25th time, you're like sweating. I need to eat.
14-year-old me is very jealous, man. You blew my record out of the water. I thought I had pretty done well.
Yeah, you think you're dark as mud. That was pretty dark.
You do good work.
But I also was celibate for 9 months, so I just went at it.
Nice.
All right, listen, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, well done. We're proud of you. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Goblin mode.
Yeah.
The worst thing I did, it was the March, April part of the beginning of the pandemic.
2020, yes.
I wore the same Blade Runner t-shirt for 24 days.
Oh my God!
How?
And I watched The Martian over and over because I live alone.
How many times did you watch The Martian?
To the point where I can recite the dialogue.
I love that movie.
Wow.
That is a great movie, but I have not seen it that many times.
But, oh, yeah, that was like a really depressing time.
Wow.
Wow. How smelly was your Blade Runner shirt?
The Blade Runner t-shirt wore out.
Not to compare and contrast, but the last girl that called masturbated 25 times. So I think she wins.
Holy crap.
Thanks for calling.
Wins. Thank you.
818-955-KLOS.
Your most depressing goblin day, which is basically just laying around. You don't care what you look like. You don't care what food you eat. You were a disaster.
As Dorothy's been saying on social media for a while now, that album that features Rest in Peace going to be out in April, and it is 1 week from today. Dorothy tweeted, 1 week from today, officially the tour starts. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS. We're talking about goblin mode. Your laziest, you don't care what you look like day, probably in the past 3 years during the pandemic. KLOS, hello.
Hi. I was just calling you to tell you my story about the census people I was trying to avoid.
You were in goblin mode?
Yeah, so there was like 15 people previous to the census, to this last one we did,
who
lived here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then after that, they all moved out, so there was only two people, and this guy kept coming, like trying to catch other people in the house. Like, what the heck?
Right.
It was a pain in the ass.
That's so annoying. I hate that one. When you're in goblin mode, and I've done it so many times, and you have the blinds closed and everything, and the last thing in the world you're going to do is open the freaking front door.
No, but wouldn't you? Exactly. Can you shout, there's two of us, leave me alone?
No. He didn't. He wanted to see us, and I'm like, I'm not going to open the freaking door. It's COVID. What the heck?
That's a weird thing.
Yeah.
But he was the weirdest one. And of course, they're volunteers or whatever, you know, but that's what we were trying to do.
Or they're not from the census.
Yeah, exactly.
But good work on your part.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
Well done you ignoring him. And he put down 15 people in your place. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Kevin Slug.
Yo!
I go in goblin mode every week.
I work hard.
So on my days off, I do nothing. I don't get out of bed. I don't even eat. I just play video games on my phone.
How do you not eat?
If somebody wants to bring me food, I'm good with that. I'm not getting up.
Good for you. I try to do that as much as I can, but sometimes the animals insist on a little attention or we need to go do something. But when I can just not, and when I can do what you're saying, I'm the happiest I am.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for calling. Goblin mode 1 day a week. I love it.
Brilliant. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, did I win anything?
Nope.
The cash cow.
Moo.
What? Nope.
Starts very soon. Very, very, very soon.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, when I just stopped caring, this would be 4th of July 2020.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that day.
Yeah.
I just made a bunch of weed butter and I just baked for like 4 days.
On our nation's birthday.
I love it.
You know, George Washington grew fields of that stuff, man. You get home and Mrs. Washington had a big fat bowl for him.
Thank you, brothers. Love the show.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Goblin mode.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed in the house for like 2 or 3 weeks and didn't go nowhere.
Mm. 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah.
How did you have enough food, water, supplies?
Toilet paper?
Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon. You know, I never do much deliveries until the whole damn COVID thing.
Sure.
Now I, like, really got that down. I can have it delivered that day. And
I'm still on Amazon.
Yeah, bring me more toilet paper. Keith, toilet paper.
And wipe our butts.
Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
We're talking about goblin mode, your worst days during the pandemic. We're talking about goblin mode, which is what you went into during the pandemic when you don't really care about the way you look, the way you eat.
Changing that shirt is not going to happen. Changing the bed sheets, maybe opening the curtains even.
A guy called and said he wore the same shirt for 24 days in a row.
Which was great, but not as good as the lady who went it for 25 times.
She masturbated 25
times
in a day.
One day.
You went into goblin mode, sir?
Yeah, I've been in goblin mode for 20 years.
Yay! We have a winner.
I've been secluded in my little space for all these years.
And it's kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah, nothing affected me.
Nothing at all that happened in the world affected you.
I didn't get a fever. I didn't get a sniffle, nothing.
Sweet.
But you didn't do that because of COVID, because you've been doing it for 20 years.
Right.
But you already got it locked down. You know how to avoid humans. Who needs all them humans anyway, right?
That's Lego's dream.
It is. That's why I would move to Mars, man. I would totally go and not come back. Would you go to Mars if they could shoot you there and set you up for life?
No, it's too cold there.
I mean, I assume they would also be able to make you warm.
Give you a heater, a space heater.
I like sunny Southern California.
Ah, all right.
As do I.
Well, I thought we were going to go to Mars together, dude, but whatever. That's fine.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Woo-hoo. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Time for What We Learned.
Okay.
Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
People are dumb. A guy from Los Angeles robbed a Wells Fargo bank in Delaware. He also had his account at Wells Fargo. He took the money that he robbed, stopped just outside the bank to make a deposit on the wall just outside the bank on the ATM.
That is not what you do. You just give it right back to her. She pushes it across to you, the stolen loot, and then you push it back
to her.
And
then just say, I'd like to make a deposit.
There you go.
Sure. We talked about goblin mode, which is a new word for being a slob.
I love it.
Let's be honest.
Yes.
Which you don't care what you look like. You stay indoors and you slob out. One girl called and said she masturbated 25 times.
She got it done right.
That's the right way to do it. And we found out that Sluggo is a sucker and bought a piece of land on the moon.
One day I will live on that tiny square of moon.
Unbelievable.
I will be there and you will be suffocating to death elsewhere.
I'll be knocking on your door. Sluggo, I was just kidding.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. I wish there was some way we could give away cash, to our
money.
Listeners.
Money. Yeah. Hey, that's kind of a good idea.
It seems popular.
Do you think people need or want money these days?
I mean, it seems like it to me.
Huh. Well,
we should do that.
Well, there's this cow that I have. I was thinking,
we're not giving away a cow. I said money.
Well, they can turn it into a cow. You know, you could start a milk business with the cow or you could cut the cow to pieces and sell some steaks.
What? Why would you say that?
I'm just trying to come up with a way to give them money.
Cash cow.
Let's talk about this on Thursday. What do you think?
Okay.
All right. Okay, cool. Interesting fact, on this day in music, in 1958, the first ever gold record was awarded for sales of 1 million copies of a single. It went to Perry Como's Catch a Falling Star. It was on this day in rock in 1964 when Billboard magazine reported that the Beatles made up 60% of all singles sold. It was on this day in rock in 1982, right here in SoCal at Radio City in Anaheim, Metallica played their first ever show. First song they ever played, Hit the Lights.